Let's look at this first word, king. It's our first of the key words. Now, we Americans have all been raised on a steady, rich diet on the virtues of a democratic form of government. This struck me incredibly earlier on this week. God woke me up around 2 o'clock. And he did something very unique. While I was praying, he actually preached a message through me. It was very good, too. I mean, as Hagin used to say, it preached me good. It did. It was beautiful. And it struck me as never before what a foreign word this word king is to us Americans. I'm quite sure the second word on every child's mouth when they're little kids is liberty. And the first sentence is God bless America. And I'm as patriotic as you, and I love our country, and I'm not talking about our country, but I am talking about a problem, a concept problem. See, the kingdom of God isn't a democracy. It's a kingdom. It's not even a kingdom where he is a constitutional king. He's just a plain king. The old-fashioned kind of king. When what he said could cost you your life. Nevertheless, our first word here is king, and we don't have a real concept of what that means. We enjoy making fun of the British and their constitutional monarchy, but that doesn't help the meaning of this word. Jesus is a king, and he's not a king over a constitutional monarchy, as I said. He's a king with absolute rule. His earthly lineage, I like this, goes back 1,000 years to King David. He came from a long line of earthly royalty. His heavenly lineage is even more awesome. His father is God. Who's your father? God. Not just any God, the Almighty God, whose name is so holy and his might so dreadful that Old Testament saints couldn't even take his name on their lips. It's for this reason that we today don't even know how to pronounce the name of God in the Hebrew tongue. It was lost, because no one dared use it. That's his father. King Jesus is not an ordinary king. He is an absolute ruler and has been given an eternal reign. This is why his father pronounced him Lord over all and seated him at his right hand. But we're raised in this society that has set everyone free from submitting to anyone. We believe that we have the individual and unchallengeable right to pursue happiness and that no one can tell us what to do. But he's a king. And his kingdom isn't a democracy. His subjects don't get to vote. They are subject to the absolute rule of this king. But we're living in a democracy and are so proud of it that we Americans have exported it to the four corners of the earth and declare that it is the true solution to every nation's problems. We are big on everyone's rights in our democracy. We'll fight for them to our last breath. But Jesus is a king. Sovereign, majestic, absolute, and Lord over all. Not a president to be voted out in 4 years. But we believe in democracy, and he is a king whose rule demands that everyone be subject to him in all things.